Hey, this is John from Traveling with the Mouse, the podcast, and I just wanted to let you know that we have a promo code going on right now in our Spreadshirt store that is SAVE15, and you can save 15% off of your purchase. That is going on right now as it starts just today. And if you buy anything that is green in honor of St. Patrick's Day, you will get 20% off using the exact same code. That is SAVE, S-A-V-E-15. And coming up next on Traveling with the Mouse, we have our news episode. Welcome, everyone, once again to Traveling with the Mouse. I am your host, John, and I am joined, as always, by Adam.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. This is Thursday, February the 21st, and as I mentioned, that's the day that this promo code that I just plugged at the very beginning of the show, that is when this promo code is active. So if you want to go over to Spreadshirt Store and check that out, that is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM podcast.
I'm ordering mine right now.
As we speak. Yeah. So let's jump right in, as this is our news edition. We have full menus that have been announced for the 2019 Epcot Flower and Garden Festival, as I've affectionately started calling it, EFCOT, the experimental festival community of tomorrow.
Sure.
Because it seems like there's festivals going on there all the time.
Almost year-round. It's really this summer is the only time that they don't have one.
Yeah, and I mean, I say in the spring, the International Flower and Garden Festival, which used to really just be when they had the unique topiaries.
Yeah.
Now they have, like, this whole big deal that involves food and bands and everything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Food and Wine Festival without the wine, which they probably do have some wine, but...
Yeah, they still have the wine.
It's emphasized.
Right.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So they do have a lineup for the kitchen side, I guess, of this, the outdoor kitchens that they're going to have. They have one called Arbor at the Gardens Terrace, which is new. Flavorful Kitchen, hosted by Advent Health. Bowern, is that how you say that one? Market, Farmer's Market. The Citrus Blossom, which is also new, the Citrus Blossom is. Fleur de Lis. Florida Fresh. Hanami. La Isla Fresca, Lotus House, Northern Bloom, Pineapple Promenade, Primavera Kitchen, Taste of Marrakesh. Gosh, I mean, they have more than I was expecting. Smokehouse, Barbecue and Brews, Honey Bistro, hosted by National Honey Board.
Ooh. Excited about that one.
Trower and Trellis, hosted by Impossible. That one's also new. Of course, Joffrey's is going to have a location. As always, it's almost like having the Food and Wine Festival in a way, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But it's like, just a different type, I guess. It's like a different cuisine they usually have here.
Yeah, slightly different. It seems like they are continuing to add more and more booths, though, or kiosks for food. And not as much anymore about the... I mean, the topiaries are still cool, and they still do them, but they focus a lot on the food now.
So I'm not going to go through the menus because there's so many of these. I'll just say that it will be open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And this begins starting March the 6th through June the 3rd. So while you're going to be there doing your challenge, so you probably won't have time to stop maybe, and taste the kitchen.
Maybe the next day if we're able to get out of bed in the morning.
Or smell the roses for that matter, the Flower and Garden Festival.
Yeah, we'll see. So for me, I've got a follow-up to one that we talked about last week. I think it was last week. And that is that my Disney Experience app had stopped the ability for you to modify a dining reservation. If you had one on the app, the option was just gone. You could still do it through the website, but it's just so happens that with the newest release, the ability to modify dining reservations has returned to the app. Maybe it was a glitch or a bug that caused this to not work anymore. And so, and a new, the newest version, which it says is version 4.19.2019.0208.1, to be exact, for again, Android.
They're really narrowing it down.
Yeah. And it says for iOS, it's version 4.19.2019.0205.1 for iOS. So anyway, if
is
you have
an
the
update
latest
or
version,
a zip code,
I don't know. It's more than a zip code. It's like a phone number. So if you have the newest version, you should be able to modify your dining reservations once again through the app. So thankfully, that's back.
I didn't really modify them all that often, but
I did a lot actually. Yeah. I was always tweaking my reservation times. So
tweaking.
It's
not
good
tweeting,
to do.
Not tweeting them.
Yeah. No, I would not. That would be bad. Like, hey, I've got this time. Yeah. Show up and steal my reservation for me.
All right. So for those of you that own or care to own a Nintendo Switch, there's actually a game that Disney has announced for it called Disney Tsum Tsum Festival. For those of you that like the Tsum Tsums, I remember seeing like these little, what you call them, vignettes, I guess, on the Disney Channel.
Right, the little shorts or whatever. Yeah.
Which those can, some of those could be pretty good.
Some were funny. Yeah.
I know Maddie has one or two Tsum Tsum related merchandise.
Right.
So, says here that the game gives players the opportunity to play as Disney's cutest collectibles in an assortment of competitive and cooperative mini games. How do you narratively justify a game about Tsum Tsums?
Yeah.
The story goes something like this. After a long day at the toy store, the Tsum Tsums are ready to kick back and have some fun by hosting a festival. During this Tsum Tsum festival, players will join with up to four friends locally or online with players around the world to embark on a variety of games together.
Okay.
So, it does pay homage to the hit mobile game, I guess. Apparently the Tsum Tsum game were
I am unaware of this.
Yeah. It's not something for me. I just figured I would mention it to those that might, you know.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the mobile game.
You know, I used to get, like, all the Nintendo systems, but the Switch, I guess, is where it...
has
my
stopped.
Switch turned off, I guess, because I got too old.
Didn't they have a Wii
that
U?
That must be what it is.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get the Wii U.
I didn't either.
That's right. Sorry.
Honestly, though, just to get nerdy for a minute, I didn't really love the Wii that much. I enjoyed the... I don't know, something about, maybe I'm old school, I like having the controller in my hands and not, like, doing the motions and stuff. I just wasn't into the
so you
Wii.
You don't want exercise in your video
no,
games.
No, I don't. That's not what video games are for. Anyway.
All right.
That's just me.
All right, moving along.
All right, so this is one that doesn't have a specific dates yet, and that kind of annoys me. Because it could affect our Parkology challenge or the Ride Every Ride challenge that we're doing in March in a few weeks. And that is the Tower of Terror is undergoing a partial refurbishment over the spring and summer, it says. They don't really have specific dates yet, but I've heard several people saying it's already been down, you know, half down several times over the last few weeks, so either it's the reliability is down, or maybe they have already started in some ways this partial refurb. But half the ride is going to be open, and they're going to refurb the other half, and then once that half is finished, they will close the other half that would currently be open, and then, you know, refurb that. It doesn't give any specific dates, which is what's a little frustrating for me. It will cut down on the number of fast passes that will be available, as well as, of course, wait times will go up because the capacity is cut in half. So, not a good thing.
I'm trying to think. What's the ride's capacity now. Well, you said they're doing it in halves.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what the capacity is, but I know there's two shafts for the drops, and then I think there's two sides to it. That's all I'm familiar with.
Yeah, I know there's two sides, but there's like a huge, like, I don't know, canyon in between where the two sides are. And I want to say there's only four elevators on each side.
Right.
So it's going to reduce it from eight to four if they're doing it by halves.
Right. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. I think there's just four to each side.
That could be, yeah. So if that's the case, yeah, it would cut it in half. I'm not sure what the actual guest output is. I need to look that up.
So I guess you could say anybody going during this time period will be getting the shaft.
But yeah,
I have the dad jokes.
Or I should have said, "Shut your mouth." I'm just talking about Tower of Terror.
Exactly.
All right.
All right. We have a Walt Disney World maintenance report that has come out. You know, we went over the last one. What was it? Last month, I guess. I can't remember how long ago it was we did that. It was not that long ago.
Yeah.
But I decided to revisit this because there are some things on here that say it needs repair.
Oh, yeah.
And as always, if you see something that needs repair, just tweet about it. But nonetheless, they see these, and apparently it makes a difference because they have repaired some things that were on it, on this list. So the first one on here, it says the T and Walt on the road entrance sign on Epcot Center Drive is burnt out. I bet that's probably already been taken care of. Who knows? That was like 9 days ago when that was first on there. But the boats are not moving in the Zanzibar Trading Company sign in Adventureland, which I don't know that I would have ever noticed that. But, you know, apparently the screaming pirate sound where the boats take the plunge has been turned off once again in Pirates of the Caribbean. The pot that is supposed to break when shot in the whale scene is just always broken, which is actually a much shorter list for pirates than we saw the last time. So that's a good thing. Looks like they gave pirates some love.
Finally.
The Jungle Cruise has a blown speaker in the center of the queue crack and of the queue, and it cracks loudly, which I feel like they've probably taken care of that one since this time frame. But we'll, you know, just in case.
Hopefully.
The tarantula in the queue no longer moves in the cage. A mechanical butterfly on a log is not moving. The second African elephant's ears don't wiggle. Some of these people really pay attention to this detail, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you should. Disney is supposed to be known for their detail, so.
Yeah. Where was I? Most of the lions on the African veldt are not moving. The hippo scene is particularly bad, it says. Almost none are wiggling their ears, and many were not moving. You know, there was a time when that would have been just totally unacceptable for this stuff. Because, yeah. You know, back in the day when Jungle Cruise, you know, Jungle Cruise used to have refurbishments pretty regular, probably because of this reason, to keep this stuff working like it's supposed to. I don't think it's been down long enough in quite a while.
Yeah, I can't think of the last time it was under a refurb.
But, you know, it used to be one of those that they would refurb all the time, just like the treehouse. I don't know what it was in the treehouse that they had to keep refurbing.
I don't know.
Maybe it had to clean up the stuff that was people were throwing off of it and stuff like
probably,
that. Maybe
yeah.
Back when they cared about it more.
Right.
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, the falling rock projector in the cave in sequence is completely off. That's been for a while now. I wonder if they're just doing that maybe during the winter months to save on something. I don't know. One possum doesn't spin, while the donkeys and goat in the tumbleweed scene are not moving as intended.
Mm-hmm.
The man in the bathtub in the tumbleweed scene has been missing for some time now. You're going to have to look for these things and see if they're still there whenever you do your challenge.
I'll start trying to remember all these things.
You have to take the list with you.
Right.
Check it off. Splash Mountain, the Brer Frog projection, and the queue is frozen once again.
Golly.
It says, even though it was broken most of last year, Mr. Bluebird in the final scene is broken again. He is completely immobile.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
You know, I'll have to, some of these things I will have to try and remember and like take video of or something just to see if it's still what we said.
Yeah. Well, as it turns out, this list is pretty long.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to continue with this list. So if you see something, just letting you know, that's broken while you're at Walt Disney World, say something, because apparently they do listen, at least for a little while, because Pirates has a couple of things broken again. So I guess you just have to stay on them about it, then they'll take care of it. So, all right, moving along.
All right, so the next one I wanted to mention here, have you seen the Frozen 2 trailer yet? Or teaser, I guess I should say.
Yeah, I saw the teaser.
What'd you think?
I didn't really think much.
Yeah, there wasn't much to it, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting, especially seeing Elsa trying to jump over the waves. So it seemed like she's stranded on an island somewhere and can't get out or something by whatever.
Yeah, can she just freeze the ocean?
I guess maybe the ocean's moving too much. Like, she froze that little... What did she freeze before she
went across the water? It was like a lake.
I guess a lake, yeah. So it wasn't
a smaller body of water.
Yeah, the ocean's moving too much, so she can't freeze it. Or at least that's what they're trying to make us think.
Seems that way.
Yeah. So it was a decent trailer. I mean, obviously it's still several months. I mean, what is it, November? So long time between now and the release. So we won't get a whole lot of... about the movie itself, but I thought it was good, so check it out if you haven't seen it. It was like number one trending on YouTube for several days, I think, or very close to it. It was in the top five for a few days after it was released. Check it out if you haven't seen it. It makes me want to see the movie. I'm sure it'll be good, so that is all.
All right, that is all. Over at Disney Springs, the Grapefruit Garage opening has been delayed once again. What is it with Disney Springs and parking?
I don't know. I don't know why they have such a hard time.
You would think this would not be complicated, folks. After many delays, it seemed like the third garage at Disney Springs named Grapefruit would finally open this month, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, it's been pushed back once again. Now they expect it to be open sometime in March, and hopefully in time for the spring break crowds. So, yeah, I can't figure out what the deal is with the parking garages.
Yeah,
seems like they're making these things like way more complicated than they need to be. I mean, I get that it takes some time to do it, but I don't think the time frame that they usually have it in should take that long. You wouldn't think. I mean, it's not like it's a whole lot of moving parts to it or anything.
Well,
basically a concrete structure.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I can think of is the other garages have this, you know, the technology of telling you how many spaces are available in each section, in each row, each level, and then each row as well will tell you if there's a space available. So,
you think it's the innovations?
I don't know.
Innovativeness?
It could be, yeah. The innovationness. Sure,
the technology qualities. Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering, because each parking space has its own little sensor above it and a light that's red if it senses a car is there and green if there's not a car there, so that you can easily find a space. And the times that I've parked there, it's been super easy, and it's one of the best. It probably is the best parking garage I've ever parked in, because it was very easy to find my way in and out. Maybe that's why they're taking longer. So, the sad news. Last week we talked about Ron Miller passing away, and this week Dave Smith, who was the founder of the Walt Disney Archives, passed away. I think he was 78 years old. And I don't really know a lot about him, but he was responsible in the early days of keeping a lot of things that they were going to throw out, you know, when attractions were closed or changed or whatever. He was very instrumental in making sure that they kept records of things and kept things, artifacts from or props or whatever from older attractions, things that closed. So without him, you know, there would be probably no one man's dream exhibit and stuff like that. So it's nice that this stuff is around and we have him to thank for it.
So I'm gonna stay in Disney Springs for a moment.
All right. Where did you park?
Spend a little time there. Obviously not in the orange garage.
Lime, I guess. So.
I'm guessing in line.
Or you took a bus.
Yeah, or I took a bus over there. I parked at Saratoga Springs and took the boat over.
Gotcha. All right.
So there has been a confirmed Ron John surf shop open. Yes, to open a new location at Disney Springs.
This is weird to me, but all right.
It is. That's why I thought it was, but it's been confirmed apparently, so.
But I guess it's a popular thing. But
I've always thought it was popular the closer you get to, like, the beach.
Yeah, me too.
In the Central Florida, you're an hour away from beaches, but there's probably Ron John's,
Yeah, the main one.
There's Ron John's and Cocoa Beach, yeah.
Right.
But apparently they've struck a deal with Disney or vice versa to build a 10,000 square foot Ron John location.
Dang.
Situated in Town Center at Disney Springs. So,
wowza.
There you go.
So if you've ever driven to Walt Disney World from 75, I'm sure 95 is the same way. The second you get into Florida, all you see are like 100 signs for Cocoa Beach and Ron John Surf Shop. That's all I see. I don't even think you see a Disney sign until you're on the turnpike and you're like a few miles from Disney. That's when you see the first like Disney Springs signs and whatnot. But Ron John Surf Shop and Cocoa Beach, like the second you enter Florida, that's all you see.
You know what I think's pretty cool? I don't know if you've seen this before because I don't think you've... Have you ever been to Cocoa Beach from there?
No, I haven't been to Cocoa Beach.
Central Florida?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so heading in that direction, like heading toward Port Canaveral, for instance, that stretch of road, which I can't even think of the name of it now, but that stretch of highway that goes out to the cruise port.
Yeah.
There's a point on the road where you come to it, and you can see there's a Ron John sign on the left, and you can see another one in the distance on the right. And it's almost like the way they have them positioned, like there's a full surfboard when you first see it.
Right.
But it, like, the closer you get, the further apart they get. It's just kind of cool. It's like a surfboard ripping apart.
Huh.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty neat.
Well, I feel like on the turnpike, I think it is, there's the one where there's a billboard on either side of the road, and it looks like you just see, like, Ron and John on the other side, like, yeah, or something like that. I think that's on the turnpike.
But the way they designed this one, it looks like when you first do it, it looks like it's together. A completely together surfboard that slowly pulls apart the closer you get.
I guess the angle right of the road.
Something about the angle of that road, the way that works. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Interesting.
I noticed it. I don't know. I'm assuming more people noticed it.
Yeah. Still doesn't make me want to go to Ron John Surf Shop. But
yeah, it's not been really my thing. I've been in them before.
I've heard it's overpriced, but I don't know. It fits right in with Disney Springs, I guess, but...
It fits right in with Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, moving along.
Well, he's got to pay for those billboards somehow.
Yeah, right.
So, a weird story that came out of Animal Kingdom. A guest reported being threatened with a semi-automatic weapon at the Animal Kingdom parking lot. They were trying to park in a handicapped spot, and Silky Seymour showed up and cut them off in his black SUV. If anybody gets that reference, let us know, podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. But anyway, according to the guest, pointed a semi-automatic handgun at them. That person reported to police, and it says authorities found the driver. I guess they were able to locate him at the security checkpoint. His passenger, a 65-year-old woman, told authorities that he made an angry gesture with his wallet, not a gun. And she said they have a concealed weapons permit, and they did have a gun in the vehicle, but they didn't point the gun at the lady. Which, I don't know how you mistake a wallet for a gun, but okay. Especially if you do have a gun in the car already. Like, okay. You probably pointed that at the lady. But
why would you wave your wallet?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that just sounds like a totally bogus story.
Right. Yeah,
like, here, I got money.
Yeah.
I mean, what
it's like, I paid for this parking spot just like you did. I don't know.
There's no way he didn't. He waved the weapon, I'm sure.
He probably did. Especially since they admitted they had it in the car anyway.
Yeah, he waved the weapon. I mean, it's got to be.
He did.
Just idiots being idiots.
Yeah, exactly. So, nothing else. The funny thing was when I got the alert for this news story, it made it seem like, you know, somebody was threatening guests in the parking lot with a weapon, walking around with a gun, waving it around or something.
It's the age of the headline.
Exactly. I was like, really? This is it? Okay. But it does bring up the question of, is this something that could happen in the future where, you know, some guests have an altercation in the parking lot and you can't really stop people from bringing weapons to, at least in their car, to the park. So if there's an incident that's going to happen, most likely it would be in the parking lot, something like this. So I guess it raises that debate, but there's nothing really you can do about it.
Yeah, I don't, nothing really, no.
Yeah.
But how often is that really going to come up? I mean, I'm sure there are other guests that have issues with other guests, but there, I mean, there's not going to be anybody that's going to threaten the other one's life that often.
Yeah, I wouldn't think.
Especially in comparison of how many people are there daily.
Yeah.
So
I just, like, most of the time you just are told where to park, but I guess maybe if you have a handicap tag or something, you can park, you know, in that section anywhere you like, maybe, or anywhere you can find a space in those sections, or the preferred parking might be the same way. If you pay extra, maybe people will fight over space there, but I don't understand why that would really be a issue most of the time, because most people just park where they tell you to park. So
true. And as often as we go, I've been very rare that we've even seen incidents, period. You know what I mean? So this stuff doesn't happen very often, any kind of incident. It's just kind of rare. I remember one time we saw there was like, what was it, some kid that tripped or fell over there on the boardwalk that time, and there was like people over there in like 2 seconds, though, from the like cast members that were over there in like 2 seconds that were attending to him. I think some of the undercover ones, you know, that you always hear about,
right,
but never really see, were really close by.
Yeah.
I say undercover, but the ones that blend in.
Yeah, the ones that are in like civilian clothes.
Yeah.
I've seen medical things happen, but I've not seen, you know, any like fights or anything with guests or people.
No big altercations.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, moving over to Magic Kingdom, a Moana Hey Hey cone is coming to Dole Whip at Aloha Isle.
What the hey?
So, yes. What the hey?
Hey, hey.
What the hey, hey?
What the hey, hey?
Right.
A little rock
hey,
and roll
what's
coaster.
A hey, hey? Exactly. See, he was creating a character and didn't even know it.
Yeah. Steven Tyler. He also was making hand gestures and nobody knew it for 20 years. But anyway.
Which, by the way, they seamlessly moved that, transitioned that out of there. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
When I went back and looked at it.
When I saw it, I was like, wow, I don't know how they did that without making it look. Yeah.
I was like, I know good and well they didn't reshot it because, didn't reshoot it because right. Steven Tyler still looks the same.
Right.
So, I know good and well they didn't reshoot it.
It's amazing how much he's aged. Of course, it has been a long time, but. Dang.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while since they even started playing music, much less when they did that ride.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like 50 when they did the ride, right?
Yeah.
So, not quite that old, but you know what I mean.
Close.
All right, so anyway, the Hey Hey Cone is a blue cone filled with a layer of pineapple Dole Whip, raspberry soft serve, sugar piece eyes, and a sour candy comb. Is that what that says? Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
A sour candy comb. I don't have a picture of it. I don't know if anybody's seen one out there yet. But I don't see it. I don't see a picture of it currently. But it does say it's under the limited time offerings. So I don't know how limited a time it's going to be. It doesn't really say just yet. But
sounds interesting.
It's expected. It's not really out just yet. Maybe that's why there's no photo. But no exact date. So it's expected to be by the end of this month. So we're getting close. We only have a week left now. So if anybody has seen one, feel free to show us or send us a picture of it. Tweet it to us.
Let us know.
Yeah.
So I have a sad follow-up story again from one last week.
You're just Debbie Downer.
I guess, yeah, have to be this week. I don't know why. But it is indeed confirmed that at Hollywood Studios, the speeder bike from Return of the Jedi, Forest Moon of Endor, photo op has been officially removed. Sad face. And it doesn't look like it's coming back because they show the whole backdrop is gone and everything. So looks like they are widening the path, perhaps, that will ultimately lead into Galaxy's Edge. So they're cutting this off and taste the sad, Michael. I don't know. Very sad.
Taste the sad.
Yeah, tastes a lot like happy.
That's an old reference.
Yeah. I'm full of old references today. Don't know why, but I'm glad
that
I
know where that one comes from.
Yes, well. Anyway. I'm glad that I got my photo taken on this. I actually had my picture on it last year, not that long ago, with my son as well. So at least I've got one picture of one of my kids on it as well. But it's one that I always was fond of, so sad to see it go.
Here's one for the Star Wars fans. Episode 9 has officially completed filming. So, to celebrate the occasion, Abrams posted a photo of Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, and Oscar Isaac sharing an emotional moment during the last day of filming.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably like, I'll never have to see you guys again.
Yeah. Until the next three movies come out of it, ultimately. You know, Disney's not going to rest on this too long.
No.
They should.
Just a little bit.
They probably will, but there'll be other movies, and they'll probably get them back eventually, but... Yeah. For now, it's a wrap.
So now that has to be completed, of course, is editing, special effects, musical score, you know, the easy stuff.
Probably some reshoots too, though. There'll be some reshoots, I'm sure, but
maybe
touch-ups.
They still haven't given us an official title yet, though.
Yeah, so. I'm sure. I'm trying to think of what the Oscars is that on ABC. They might do like a. Probably won't do a teaser that early.
But what's it does just seem like a lot to do. Seeing as how they have, 10 months, I guess, thereabouts.
Yeah.
Because yesterday would have marked approximately 10 months. So.
Yeah, it is kind of late. I thought it would have already finished filming by now, but interesting that it hasn't.
I just hope that they finish it well.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, I don't have a lot of high hopes that they will.
But well, I've putting some trust in J.J. Abrams because I think he delivered a strong opening with Force Awakens, so I think that it's in better hands with him. So I feel better about that.
Well, if Lost taught us anything, he's not really good at wrapping things up, so...
Well, I don't know how much he had to do with the ending of Lost, honestly. It was really the other
his creation, that's all I know.
It was his creation, but he handed it off to two, Damon something, I can't remember their names now, but the two other showrunners pretty Matt much Damon. Did the story. Damon Lindelof or something, and I can't remember their
Damon
names.
Damon Lindelof.
But anyway, the picture was interesting to me because it showed them, you know, in costume and on a desert backdrop, so it looked like, is this... Jakku, or is this Tatooine, or where are they?
It could be any of the desert planets that apparently exist in the future.
In the Star Wars universe, yeah.
Yeah.
There's like
there's
a desert
planet. There's a lot of desert planets.
Yeah, let's say there's a desert planet in almost every Star Wars movie. But
pretty much.
Just about.
Well, the same one in some of them.
Most of them, yeah.
Let's see, Tatooine was there in...
One, two, and three, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in 3, because in the end
it was in all of them, except for Empire.
Yeah, Empire's the only one that Tatooine wasn't there.
Wasn't featured in some way.
So, yeah.
I used to live here, you know.
You're going to die here, you know. Convenient.
Right.
All right, so I'll kind of combine these two, because there's two mystery structures popping up at two different parks, so I'm going to list these really quickly. There's one at Epcot on the island in the middle of the World Showcase Lagoon. where we pretty much have an idea. It has to do with the new fireworks show that's coming for replacing Illuminations. I posted photos online on our social media back in January of a lot of the construction work they were doing. They had cranes and barges and everything. They were putting a lot of work on these islands that are kind of in the middle of World Showcase Lagoon. And now there's a concrete structure being built. So if you see the latest photos, there's something definitely being built. It looks like a building of some sort, which is strange. I don't know why, but maybe it's just some sort of launch area for fireworks, or maybe projections, or a drone launch. I don't know if it's rumored there's drones involved. I don't know. So we'll see. But we at least are pretty sure that has something to do with the fireworks. But there's also a new structure being built on Discovery Island at Animal Kingdom. And it's hard to get some up-close pictures of this, but it is on the side across from Pete Safari. So if you're on that left side, if you're facing Tree of Life from the entrance of the park, going up the left side on the Discovery Island trails is kind of in there. I think it's blocked off as well, so you can't really get to it, that part of the trails, the Discovery Island trails. But there's definitely a building being built over there, so what this is going to be, we don't know, but there's a lot of photos of basically concrete walls and looks like doorways and things popping up here. So it's some sort of building. We don't know what it is, but it's going up near the Tree of Life in Discovery Island at Animal Kingdom. So there you have that. So two mystery structures being built.
All right, then. So kind of a slow news week overall. And that, as far as, I guess, there's always news, but as far as like the more exciting news, there's really not like a wow story. And it happens that way sometimes. But I would like to mention here that just starting this past week, photos have emerged that they have like a vintage DuckTales t-shirt in Dinoland. I don't know why Dinoland, though. I guess because Donald's been hanging out there at Animal Kingdom. And just based on the image that I've seen, it looks pretty cool. So if any of you like the classic DuckTales animation show and would like to have some of the merchandise, woohoo!
Right? Right, exactly.
Say, or should I say DuckTales? Woo!
That is cool, but I was the 90s kid where I grew up with Rescue Rangers and Tailspin.
That was right there after it.
I mean, it was a little bit after, though. Stuff. I think DuckTales was a few years before.
Yeah.
And
Disney Afternoon was always cool.
Yeah. I mean, I was more into those two, though, I guess, because I was more of a kid of the early 90s, so.
Well, you had, like, when they re-released the Jungle Book, you seemed to really like that, and then when they made a...
Tailspin, yeah.
Yeah, whenever they made a animated show involving one of those characters.
I remember, though, as a kid wanting a Sea Duck, the plane that Baloo flew, and I could never find it. I don't know if Disney just didn't make them or if we couldn't find it, you know, when we went to Disney. Maybe they just didn't have the merch for it, but I feel like today they would probably have had all the merch for something like that, but I had the hardest time finding a plane toy that I wanted.
You can probably find it on eBay now.
Yeah, I might
find a DuckTales one. I mean, right.
I don't know if they ever made one. That was what I was getting at. Is I don't think they made enough merch for these afternoon shows back in the day, which is why they're probably making tons of money off of it today.
Yeah. Well, they can. So. Exactly. Yeah, and they redid DuckTales.
Yeah,
which that's, I mean, that shows I guess as I'm far not as into the, it. But. Yeah. I mean, I don't think Maddie's ever really watched it all that much, so.
Yeah, my.
There you go.
Yeah, that tells you. It's probably aimed at a little bit older kids, I would guess, because my son doesn't really care either about it.
I don't know about that animation. I think, I don't know. I find it hard to believe they really they're like blowing everybody away with it. So
yeah. Well, I'm just saying, my son loves the Mickey Mouse shorts, though.
Really?
So he'll watch those all day, but you know, DuckTales doesn't hold his interest. So
yeah, the old one probably would have.
Yeah, I wonder if I could find those somewhere. Maybe it'll be on the Disney streaming service.
Actually, we've shown Maddie the movie that the DuckTales had back in the days. I forgot it had something to do with lamp, like a genie in a lamp type thing. I can't remember what it was called, though. I have it around here somewhere, but I don't remember what it is right off the top of my head. You've seen that photo floating around on social media about Chip and Dale, how they were dressed, and it shows like Magnum P.I. and Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, exactly.
Was that? I wonder. Was that really the influence there? I mean,
it sure looks like it was.
Yeah, it looks like it was genuinely the influence for them. Right. I mean, they are super sleuths, I guess. Right. So it would kind of fit with those two characters.
Right.
So, and anyway,
Tom Selleck was the first choice for Indiana Jones, and he turned it down for Magnum P.I. So.
Interesting.
Pretty interesting, yeah.
Interesting connections there.
Yeah, weird.
Sometimes. Okay. So I think that wraps it up for this week because we have nothing else better to say, so we're talking about the Disney afternoon.
I guess so.
At this point.
All right.
So, if you would like to find us, you can find us on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram, all at TWTM Podcast. As I mentioned earlier, we have a Spreadshirt store where you can find your exclusive TWTM merchandise, and don't forget the promo code we have going right now that is SAVE15, that will save you 15% or 20% on anything green. That's shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM podcast.
We also have a website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. You can find links to everything there. We also have an email address, podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. And we have a Patreon page, patreon.com/TWTM podcast, to get your exclusive bonus content there. So check it out.
All right. So for Adam Brown, I am John Martin. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we'll see you on our next trip.